Yeah.
World Consumer Rights Day. Good fucking try, Time Dot is. We call you out yesterday, Albert Einstein, that bullshit disrespecting women, and now you're out here like, no, guys, we're pro-consumer. Fuck the capitalist mega-conflict. Nah, it's too late. It's too late, Time Dot is.
Their quote could have been from someone like Cesar Chavez or something like... It didn't have to be just random bullshit quote. What can you do?
Or Upton Sinclair. Cesar, did Cesar Chavez ever have any...
Look, okay, stop. I know where you're going. I know where you're going with this.
No, I don't...
No, I thought that it was like World Labor Day. I didn't remember exactly what it was. And when I heard it's Consumer Rights Day, okay, Upton Sinclair. Ooh.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, did Chavez ever have any quotes specifically about time? Because if he didn't, then they can't be on here. All their fucking quotes are about just time and just bullshit quotes about time is meaningless, time is a flat circle, time is important, time is money.
Time is money. We have commodified human life.
Utils are actually time. I have 7 utils. You've given me 7 times.
Time
fascism is capitalism plus murder. Ooh, that would have been a spicy quote from Upton Sinclair.
Ooh.
And that is the funny thing about The Jungle that Upton Sinclair wrote, like as far and away his most famous book, is that the main takeaway that the American public had from it was, yeah, like consumer rights and that like we need to regulate these meat markets because it's disgusting the food that we're eating and like with meat and everything like that. And he didn't want it to be that. He wanted it to be more like labor rights and like people to be like, look at these horrible working conditions of the factory workers.
And but the American like,
public
gross.
Didn't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the meme of like, you know, some dude standing looking at whatever the subject is and it's dead bodies in the food and people dying in the workplace and, you know, no wages being paid out and that's all going over their head and they just say, oh, cool, gross food.
Yeah.
And now,
yeah, this is actually his quote. God, he's got a lot of great quotes. I aimed at the public's heart and by accident I hit it in the stomach. Like that's literally, he wanted people to feel for all the human beings that were being affected by this terrible industry. And instead, yeah, they were like, it's disgusting. We got to fix this.
And now some people, some assholes, have even started ignoring the takeaway people did get from The Jungle. And people are out there saying, nah, we shouldn't require restaurant employees to wash their hands. That goes against my libertarian values. The market will regulate that.
Asking me to put any sort of effort forward for anything other than my own personal gain is communism.
Yeah.
You don't...
Well, there was...
Go ahead.
There was a great, like, just generally that double speak or, you know, like double standard created by a lot of different conservatives was put on blast pretty well, I think, by John Oliver's bit on Tucker Carlson that came out yesterday, like where he basically is talking about, you know, the Western civilization, how important it is, how, like, you know, strong and beautiful it is, but also how important it is to defend it. And John Oliver's like pointing out like, okay, so if it's this huge, perfect institution that has like all these fantastic values and is like ironclad and indestructible and, you know, is like this great thing that we need to continue, why is it also so flimsy and like so vulnerable to attack like by even the most basic just like, hey guys, this thing doesn't seem right, institutes like a full-blown attack that we need to like come at with fire and fury. Like, how are those two things coexisting, basically? And I think, yeah, that's, like, a lot of conservative thought process is, like, I think, well, a lot of liberals end up trying to defend are people that are, yeah, like, more, not downtrodden, but people that definitely don't have political power or political cachet. They're trying to defend those people. And those people aren't, like, so ironclad and strong. And, like, no liberal will say that, like, oh, these people are, you know, like, the fucking political elites that, you know, like, are controlling everything. And, like, they're doing a great job and everything. But they're, I don't know. At this point, I'm rambling. I've lost the...
No, I get it. It is very much, hey, do you guys think maybe we could make things better for some people? How dare you try to improve our already perfect system? What?
Yeah.
And also, if you ever insinuate that I'm not the most manly, strong, perfect being, I will fucking cry.
Yeah, the fucking, it's specifically Tucker Carlson because of, yeah, his whole faux concern, faux, like, oh God, everything's terrible, routine. It's just, yeah, like this perfect system that has been handed down by these perfect men who, and specifically men, and you know what they were when I say Western civilization, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, like that. And then all, yeah, but also, who's gonna defend it, guys? What happens then?
We're weak little babies.
Yeah, we're helpless, guys. If we don't band together, we're helpless. Like how that coexists, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
buy my book. they're gonna ruin America if you don't buy my book. Also, I just want to say for the record, I misspoke yesterday. Tucker Carlson did not create Ben Shapiro by having a flaccid orgasm on top of a copy of the NRA handbook. It was a copy of Atlas Shrugged. That is my bad. That I misremembered. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lucas, that's fucking embarrassing. You know, like I meant to talk to you about this. We really got to be careful about our allegations on this podcast, because
the idea that
they carry a lot of weight.
The idea that either Tucker Carlson or Ben Shapiro could handle the recoil of a firearm is laughable.
That is true, though, right? Like, has Ben Shapiro ever shot a gun? Like, I am curious.
I'm sure he's taken photos with him. Like,
oh, absolutely, like posing. But the gun's like as big as he is, and he's trying to like hide that fact by like holding it closer to the camera or farther away from the camera. I don't know. He's playing like guys with fish, but with a gun, so that he doesn't look like a puny little man-child that he is.
There's a lot of videos of Ben Shapiro talking about guns and how important they are. I am not finding any pictures of him shooting one.
So growing up rural Wisconsin, check for you guys. Did you drive a car first, or did you shoot a gun first?
I drove a car.
Okay.
Oh. I drove a car.
Oh yeah, well, you didn't shoot a gun until really late, right?
Yeah, I did not grow up in a family with guns.
It was the same like kind of family vacation, more like stay with relatives kind of vacation, so my parents can have their life back for a couple of days. But with redneck in-laws, and then same trip actually, driving out to the woods and then shooting a gun.
No, absolutely. They were similar ages, but and both very early. I must have been like 8 or 9 when I first shot a gun, and then probably like 10 when I first drove a car in like a field. Yeah.
You guys ever think about how jarring it would be for someone on the outside to like hear like, oh yeah, no, Ryan and or Lucas are on their way to go shoot their guns for the first time? They're in a truck, you know, in the middle seat with the driver. He's got a gun laying on his lap. He's like, where are we going? We're going to the woods, Ryan, as he like taps the gun on his thigh. Why are we going out so far? Don't talk anymore, Ryan. Hey, Grandpa, how come you're making me walk so far ahead of you, Grandpa?
Jesus Christ.
Just keep going, Ryan.
Think about the rabbits.
I just want to say, in the picture you just shared, Ryan, Ben Shapiro, looks like he's about to open that window on the second floor of a Texas warehouse and look at an ongoing presidential parade.
Somehow worse looking Ben Shapiro holding a very small silenced weapon is scary.
Well, here's a different one that I actually might even like even more.
Because
he's in the background. The girl looks far more masculine than he does in that picture.
Also, I think it's... I don't know if it's because of the... the lens, but does it look like the barrel of the gun that she's holding is like drooping down?
Yeah, and it does.
I think it just might be that like the lens or something, but it definitely looks like it's sagging a little bit.
It's, I think it's like actually cockeyed. She's holding the gun at like a weird angle. Mm.
Yeah, but also maybe it's held together with tape or something. Like what?
Yeah, it's got zip ties on it.
Zip ties. Thank you.
It's clearly an old gun. Yeah, it's fucking. It's something else, man.
I don't think I would ever want to. I mean, like, I know I wouldn't, but I don't think anyone would ever sleep again if Ben Shapiro held a rifle and looked at you that way. I know I wouldn't.
He's having a good time with it. Also, I check on this second picture that I saved. What's Ben Shapiro looking at there?
Oh, yeah, no, he's... We know.
Just quick eye check. There's a woman posing right in front of him that he is very clearly staring down.
Mm.
Oh, man.
It's amazing that these photos of Ben Shapiro with a gun are, yes, Andrew, to your point, terrifying, but not necessarily threatening. It's odd.
No. Yeah.
It's completely in representation, not what is actually... threatened by the image.
Mm-hmm.
These are images with cursed auras, not threatening auras.
gotta get the subreddits right. Yeah. Gonna lose that karma if you don't.
Ben Shapiro holding an AK variant while checking out either the ass or the boobs of the woman holding a weirdly bent, like, old-style bolt-action rifle is very cursed. Very cursed. Upton Sinclair's got a lot of pretty sick quotes, boys.
Right?
I mean, he's an author, so...
Yeah.
It does make it easy, but... One of the necessary accompaniments of capitalism in a democracy is political corruption. This dude does not... I wonder if this dude and Bob La Follette ever hung out, because... Goddamn. They got a lot in common. And Bob La Follette is like the only thing I have left to be proud of from the state of Wisconsin.
Not a fan of Frank Lloyd Wright? Oh!
Sure, he's cool. Bob La Follette is something to be proud of. Yeah, Frank Lloyd Wright is cool.
La Follette has also influenced numerous other progressive politicians outside of Wisconsin, including Floyd B. Olson, Upton Sinclair, Fiorello LaGuardia, and Wayne Morse.
Yeah, it says he had a founding of the magazine called The Progressive that did feature articles that were written by Upton Sinclair. So maybe they had some sort of working relationship?
Yeah, maybe a professional connection. Also, I want to say that I want to fucking kill myself. We've gotten like an inch of snow in the last hour.
I mean,
it's March. I mean, it's not even done with winter.
No,
yet,
I know,
man.
But yesterday it was 60 degrees.
That's false summer.
I understand what the spring of deception is. I've gone through this however many times. It still hurts every single time, every year.
It's like fucking daylight savings time, man, where everyone's like, they forget about how bad it sucks for most of the year. And then in, like, January, they're like, oh, wow, this is terrible, man. I forget about this every year. So, yeah, remember it next time. We're going to start telling you, me and Lucas.
The spring deception is a great name for, like, a sexually charged coming-of-age short story of some kind. Now that I think about it, it'd be pretty good. But, no, yeah, I am... It is cold, it is dark, it is snowy, I feel the sleep debt, I'm more caffeine than man. The stars have aligned for me to not be productive today. I feel it.
So, usually when... First I want to clarify, Ryan, I thought you were a big proponent of daylight savings time.
Yeah, I am, that's what I'm saying.
Oh no,
I'm the only
you
one
said,
that remembers
I thought you
year
said
round
daylight
how much
saving.
It sucks.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you meant how much daylight savings time sucks.
No, okay. How much being dark at 4 p.m. sucks. Yeah. I'm the only one that remembers that in June, and no one cares about it then. Yeah, that should be you with false summer, spring deception, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, no.
Be the one that remembers it. Yeah, and I rails against it.
Yeah, I
and moves.
I'm with you on that. I do also want to say that while I usually deal with daylight savings time, the time, you know, switch over with no issues, I just set an alarm, wake up a little bit earlier, go to sleep earlier that night, get a full night's rest as like the work day comes up, no problems, no time issues there. This weekend though, I just slept as long as I wanted to, and you know, there was no alarm, so I slept until what would have been like 10:30 that morning, and I slept so late that I couldn't fall asleep last night. So I stayed up till like 1 in the morning reading, and for the first time in my life, heated up a cup of milk to try to help myself go to sleep. Except we didn't have any real milk. We had soy milk. So I heated up soy milk, and it was awful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're supposed to.
I don't like soy milk at all. I don't like soy milk to drink. You know, if I use it like in a smoothie or whatever, it's fine. Heated up soy milk is disgusting.
Doesn't that start to separate, like, immediately?
No, I did not have that issue. It just did not taste good.
Also, don't blame daylight savings time for you having poor sleep hygiene.
Oh!
And with that, I leave you.
Bye, Ryan.
Well, Ryan leaves before I could make my counter-argument. I'm definitely not blaming daylight savings. Usually I have no problems. It was just this year.
Right there with you, bud. I too am usually immaculate, but not right now.
No, now the you're one time. Very, very immaculate.
is immaculate a word?
I think we discussed that yesterday. We don't know. Let's see. Immaculate. Spotted or stained. Immaculate is a word.
Yeah, this is just a dead giveaway for how out of it all of us are. Just continuing the points that we made yesterday.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson, daylight savings, immaculate.
I don't remember offhand how much we went into it in talking shit about Ben Shapiro, but it was probably in there. You get us together, you get us talking for like an hour and a half, we're probably going to get at least one Ben Shapiro diss in the mix. There we go. I also have a pizza burn on the roof of my mouth, and that is...
not fun.
No. I keep poking it. It's one of those burns that's like a little blister. You're like, I feel like I can pop it with my tongue, but I can't.
Well, while I try to think of something more disgusting, I don't know. You got anything else on the brain?
God, now that you've said that, no. Nothing. I don't even feel like I have a brain right now. It's just like a void in between my ears and eyes. Are ears a part of the face?
I would say yeah.
Right?
But who cares?
Like, wow.
No, I just mean like what if someone says they're not part if they're not part of the face, if that's the opinion of somebody. Okay, you can keep having that opinion. I don't feel strong enough about it to argue, you know?
It feels like you have some pretty strong opinions about being neutral on this one, though.
That is, feels like you, that's not how that works.
It feels like your opinion is not yay or nay, but fuck you if you even have an opinion on this one. A little bit. That's the energy.
No, I guess the only point that I would make is you got to tell me why it's important to you. Why do you have strong opinions on it one way or another? I mean, like, I told you my opinion. I have an opinion on it. I think that, yeah, ears are part of the face. Okay. I don't have a strong opinion on it. And I don't have, like, what I consider, like, a foolproof explanation as to why. And if someone gives me any explanation as to why they think they're not part of the face... I'd say good for you. That's fine.
All right.
If someone comes in like, Even if they agreed with me, if they said, here's why ears are part of the face. Exhibit A, Exhibit B, fuck you. Like, that's a weirdo. That's a weird person.
Sometimes the only correct opinion is not having one. We did a clap sync at the top of this, so we don't have a break to move into like a wacky post-roll transition. So we just have to start up in the wacky levels a couple bit, a couple of notches.
Okay. Well, how's this then? How's this for wacky, or, you know, any other things that could go in the wind down or post roll or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
If you have strong opinions on things that don't matter in the slightest, such as, are ears part of the face? What's the correct way to eat string cheese? How do you eat Kit Kats? You're a fucking garbage person. While my opinion on eating a Kit Kat would be that of someone, you know, like, oh yeah, I think you should break them apart and eat them like that. You know, I don't crunch down on the whole thing like it's one candy bar. That's my opinion on it. If someone does that and eats the whole thing like it's one bar, I don't care. If you care about that, you have problems. If you care about how someone eats string cheese, whether or not they peel it, you're a weirdo. Why do these things bother you? Pet peeves, I think, might be my pet peeve.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, Andrew, I guess I really don't care at the end of the day if somebody bites into string cheese or just takes a full-on multi-Kit Kat bite out of a full Kit Kat bar. You're right. Yeah, I am indifferent at the end of the day. I just don't want them dating my daughter.
God damn it.
I do not want that in my home every Christmas. I don't.
You don't want the. You're making a eugenics argument. You don't want the. You don't want that mixing in the gene pool.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't like that terminology.
What am I walking into?
Ryan Andrew has taken the bizarre opinion of, if you have a strong opinion about any of, like, the classic internet arguments, like, what's the correct way to eat a string cheese? What's the correct way to eat a Kit Kat bar? Our ears are part of the face. Andrew's saying, if you have any opinion on that.
No.
I think it's this way. If you care about this, he thinks you're dumb.
That is not what I said. I said, if you have an opinion on it, that's fine. I have my opinions on it. If you care enough about it to get upset about it, and that's how strong your opinion is on the matter, you're a fucking weirdo.
Andrew, you are the South Park of human beings right now.
I'm not like we can make fun of everything, and that's cool, or if you care about anything, you're a loser. These are inconsequential things that are just pet peeves. These are pet peeves that people have taken to the nth degree.
Yeah, and Lucas is taking you shouldn't care that much about those things to the nth degree and being like, oh, just don't care about anything then. What's the difference? I don't know. It's fun.
No, it's not. It's weird.
Yeah, it's not for you, clearly. For a lot of people, it's fun. It's a very, like you said, low stakes, inconsequential way to just like have fun arguments that are meaningless and almost never result in genuine ad hominem attacks about the person you're
arguing
with.
And then that's where Lucas took it. Lucas.
No, I just said genuine.
No.
Operative word,
I know.
Genuine.
And we're all joking here. That's fine. But then the joke that Lucas made said, you know, he's...
Joke?
Yeah, no, the joke genuine. That Lucas said was, that's fine. I just don't want those people dating my daughter. And then doesn't want the gene mixing in the gene pool. That's what you walked into. That's where the conversation was going. Now you're all caught up.
Got it.
Just like,
not a genuine insult.
No. And in the way that I knew that you were joking when you said the way that I eat string cheese makes me a Neanderthal. Or subhuman. You called me subhuman.
I did, yeah. I did. And I stand by it. I'm
like,
correct.
Oh no, that wasn't a joke. That was...
It's not going to win me any popularity contests, but it doesn't mean I'm not right.
Damn, I didn't know troglodytes could process lactate. Good on ya.
Trog.
Meanwhile, I can't.
Oh, what? Is that confirmed?
No.
Oh.
Still just a sneaking suspicion. I did eat oven roasted broccoli with Parmesan last night without taking it. Not a ton of Parmesan, and it was leftover, so maybe losing a little bit even more removed. Because it's also cheese, it's not straight up like drinking milk.
Yeah.
And it's like just a little bit of Parmesan sprinkled for extra flavor. I don't know. It wasn't like Parmesan crust. I don't know, man. I'm doing my best. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember when you've just eaten so much dairy your entire life without ever giving it a second thought.
Just throwing back cheese curds like Tic Tacs the entire time we're on this podcast.
Yeah. Mm. Did not take the pill.
It's the
that time.
It's the Key and Peele bit of like there's always an old guy walking around with like a handful of corn nuts or something, popping those in his mouth. It's like that, but it's just loose cheese curds.
Dude, cheese curds are fucking in your great.
Fist. Yeah.
The best part about them is they're good at room temperature. They're not my favorite. I like them refrigerated because they taste a little fresher. Like they taste like it's like cheese should. But room temperature cheese curds, still delicious.
Pulling those out of a cooler for a picnic or cookout, forget about it. There you go. Yeah.
Or even just a conference call.
What?
Or, you know, it's 3 a.m. and you can't sleep.
Or you're playing Among Us with your friends and you die first. Or no, you get ejected because you were talking? In the discussion thing? That face when?
Look, Ryan, you were the imposter 40% of the time. Kicking you out first just made sense mathematically.
No one ever caught me as the imposter when it wasn't just like the game glitched and had me kill someone in front of someone who was not there when I killed them on my screen. The two times where I had genuine, like... goes as the imposter, no one ever caught me, but then I got quote unquote caught a lot when I was a crewmate just doing his tasks and helping the cause.
When the odds were stacked against me, that's when they all struck.
Yeah.
Fair chances though, unbeatable.
And I knew I couldn't talk, or I couldn't not talk, because then that's suspicious too. So just try to give detailed accounts of everything going on and then just be like, and here's the very specific details of this task, which I've never done before. And there's no way I would know all these specific details. And you guys are like, I don't know, a little sus, and kick me out. Cool. And then I'll go ahead and say that I was maybe not, I'm not going to claim the title of person who beat Among Us, but one of the core contributors to beating the version of Among Us that we were playing where we can all talk during the game and just have constant communication about what every single task that we're doing, sticking together into tightly formed groups, when someone calls a meeting, basically being like, no, let's skip because there's 6 of us and barely any tasks left. Like, there's no way that we'll lose, basically. Basically killing the old game that we had to then alter.
Among Us is dead. All hail Among Us.
All hail Among Us with muted mics.
Old school. Thank you all so much for listening to... I don't think I ever said what episode this was or the date. Holy shit. Fell out of the routine. I'm sorry. What... I'm sorry I made it so you guys didn't know when and where you are or what you're doing. You're listening to episode 242 of the Quarantine Cast on March 15th, 2021. We appreciate you doing that, and be sure to like this video and subscribe if you enjoyed what we had going on here. Check us out on Patreon and show us your support. We'd appreciate it. Questions, business opportunities, voluntaryreviewing at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at v2_podcast. Instagram, YouTube, great highlight clips there. Actually, linked in the description down below if you feel like helping a collection of great causes. And I'm at Lucas Dreider on Twitter if you want to keep up with my writing. Goodbye. Good luck out there now that it's winter again.
Goodbye?
I'm Lucas Dreider?
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.